Welcome to Marketing Tips for Translators, a podcast with marketing and business tips and strategy specifically for freelance translators and interpreters. I'm your host, Tess Whitty, a longtime freelance translator with an education and professional background in marketing. Tune in to hear tips from my own experience or from other translators and industry experts. This episode is sponsored by my free masterclass, Online Marketing for Translators and Interpreters, where you can learn how to transform your website and online presence on social media into client-generating machines. It looks like networking with clients at conferences and events will still not be possible for quite a while. This means that we all need to rely on connecting with clients online. There is no better time than now to review your online presence and make sure you are attracting your ideal clients. That's why I want to offer this free training in online marketing for translators and interpreters. During this training, you will learn how to optimize your website and social media online to attract clients to you. You will identify who you want to attract to your online platforms. You will learn strategies and tips for your website design and optimization, so search engine optimization. Learn how to leverage social media to attract your ideal clients. And you will get tips and tools to analyze your online marketing and see if it's really working. You can get instant access to this training at marketingtipsfortranslators.com/online-marketing. I can't wait to help you market your services online. So go to marketingtipsfortranslators.com/online-marketing. See you there. Hi there. Welcome to the Marketing Tips for Translators podcast. I hope you're doing well. Today and during some upcoming episodes this summer, I will do reruns of some older podcast episodes that you might have missed. The content will most likely be very relevant for you right now. We will talk about added client value on websites, how to use website to market your services, how to become more productive, how to best apply to translation agencies, and much more. As always, I would love to hear any feedback or questions you might have. So let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Marketing Tips for Translators. It has become a habit for me to every 10 episodes provide a solo episode. In episode 10, I spoke about why we freelance translators need a website, how to create it and how to market the translation services through a website, what contents to include, and some basic tips for search engine optimization. Some of the listeners wanted me to dig deeper into websites for translators and provide more tips. So in this episode, I wanted to focus on how you can use your website more effectively to market your translation services. A website is of no use if you don't know why you have it. And the first question you should ask is, when someone visits my website, what do I want to happen? Many successful companies are content with providing informational content to their visitors without engagement. And this is what I have done previously too, but I plan to change this. Because if you are like many other business owners, you probably would prefer to turn a website visitor into a customer or at least a lead. But first, let's go back to making sure that people find your website. And this is where search engine marketing is important. Search engine marketing is a mix of online marketing strategies that can help you get to the top of search engines so you can be easily found when someone searches for you online. Did you know that 80% of everybody online use search engines to find a product or service? And out of these, 58% tend to trust a company with a website more. I've been doing some research or just Googling different translator websites to see what's out there. And believe me, if you do have an optimized website, you have a big competitive advantage to be found and used when people search for your services. People will typically search either by someone's name, company name, product name, or keywords, which could be the type of expertise they're looking for, translation services, types of products or services, medical translator, legal translator, and languages, the language in them they're looking for. The goal is, of course, to be referenced on the first page of the search results when someone searches for information that is relevant to you or your business. I think Andy Amantidis that I interviewed earlier said that the best way to hide something these days is on the second page in a Google search. However, getting to the top of these search results requires work and an overall understanding what it takes to compete online. So here are three things to remember when you optimize your website. You should always be thinking about your buyers, your sales process, and the search engines. Design your website in a way that first grabs the attention of your visitors so they stay when they make their first split-second decision. Include the necessary information that they need to clearly understand how you can help them and what you specifically offer. Make sure that your site is appealing and easy to navigate. Navigation is really key. So provide easy to find tabs, link between the pages, and provide a search field. This will create a positive experience. Also, number two, make sure your site is search engine friendly and includes the keywords that you're using to find your target market. I spoke briefly about this in episode 10, and in episode 32, Anne Diamantidis gave us the latest SEO tips for translators. But here is a brief recap. Title tags or meta tags are important. Update them, use them. They are the keyword and description tags that the robots use to index and rank your site. It also means that you should ensure that your content, internal links, which means links between the pages, image tags and titles and headings on the page are using the relevant keywords that can help in your rankings. There are many tips on these, and I gave a presentation about the meta tags I explained the meta tags in my latest presentation at the ATA conference. You can find more information about these presentations on marketing tips for translators and going to training and presentations. The third tip is to embed an analytic tracking tool like Google Analytics. You sign up for Google Analytics and you get a code that you can put on your website, which will measure your progress. You can either go to Google Analytics regularly and look at it, or you can even have a report sent to you. For example, I have one sent monthly. The great thing about search engine marketing is that it's very measurable. You can measure the number of visitors that come to your site, where they came from, and how long they stayed, even which pages they stayed the longest or visited. You can compare the number of visitors to the number of leads you get in a given month to see the conversion rates from visitors to leads. These were the three tips to optimize the website: the design with the visitor in mind, search engine friendly, and Google Analytics. Okay, once we have optimized the site from the start, we are ready to start driving traffic to it. Driving traffic is to promote it off the site and driving leads and contacts and visitors back to a specific page on the site where they can take action. So here are a few tips you can use to promote your site off-site. Start by going to the different search engines and directories and submit your site to them. The most popular ones are Google, Yahoo, and Bing. Don't forget the local search directories to build a local presence. Local search directories are very effective to get you to the top in very little time. If somebody is looking for an interpreter or a translator in Chicago, for example, if you are listed, you will in the local search directory, you will be right up there. Another thing is to make brief videos and presentations and put them on YouTube and other popular sharing sites. I am not very used to video marketing yet, but YouTube is the second biggest search engine after Google. So having a video up is very beneficial. Another tip is to write articles and post them in article directories. These still work. But you can also search for blogs in your subject area and in the translation industry and participate by commenting or guest posting to build credibility and exposure and drive the readers to additional information on your site, because you can always link to your site from your comments and posts. Finally, when someone finds your website, it's important to engage them. So when a potential customer arrives at your website, whether it is via a search engine or via a link from a translation association directory or other list, the potential customer will first look for information to see whether or not you are a good fit for his or her needs. One of the first questions will be whether your language combination and subject field match his requirements. Once he has discovered that or her that this is the case, someone is really looking for a Swedish translator specializing in IT and medical. The next thing the potential customer is going to want to determine, still by just looking at the website, is whether or not you are credible. So how do we build credibility? At this point in the sales cycle, a potential customer knows what you do, but still doesn't know whether he or she can trust you. Are you really the great translator you say you are? Do you really deliver the accurate and reliable translations you say you do? Most people say they provide high quality, on time translations. So we need to stand out. In order to convince the customer, the potential customer is going to start looking around on the website for evidence that these statements are true. How can we provide evidence then? There are many ways in which we can provide this evidence to potential customers. You can include testimonials, the word of others, particularly from happy customers, is much more effective than your own subjective statements. You can write a blog, not for the translators, but a subject field specific blog, perhaps with a focus on translation and your customers, and use this as an opportunity to demonstrate your knowledge and to position yourself as an expert in your field. Of course, also, if you're certified, make sure that this is easy to see by a customer visiting your website. Another thing is to write information products with interesting and useful information that potential customers can download and use. And this is where you can interest them to give you their name in exchange for information that is of value for them. The information product. We spoke about the information product with Karen Rickert also earlier in an episode. She has created an information product for her clients. I will put a link to this episode also in the show notes, plus the episode with Anne Diamantidis. So you have an information product, and you can interest that the customer is interested in and wants. Then you can use, he can get this by signing up, providing his email address. Then when you have the email address, you can use an automated process to follow up and keep in touch with them. You can, for example, use regularly once a month or once a quarter, which is how I use, send messages and provide them with tips, advice, your latest projects, and entice them in your follow-up emails to take action and engage with you. A great tool for this is AWeber, an email marketing tool, or where you can create lists of subscribers. And you can find more information about this tool on my resource page, and I will put a link to this in the show notes. All of these methods are opportunities for you to show that you know what you're talking about and know what you are doing, and this will ultimately convince a potential customer that you are the right person for the job. But you have to provide a call to action. The customer is interested, but what should he do? Make it easy. Provide buttons above the fold so that the client doesn't have to scroll to contact you or to get a bid. And a great tip is to provide a contact form with the possibility to attach a document. And you can. And the other is to entice them to provide you their email address so you can keep in touch with them easily, because this is a potential lead that you can convert into a customer. These tips were how to optimize the website so it can easily be found, and how to market it off-site or drive traffic to it, some tips. And finally, how to engage the customer once the customer comes to your website. These were brief tips, and they're meant to provide you with a model on what you need to grow on the web. Search engine marketing is not a magic bullet and get rich quick scheme. It's a marketing tool that every business professional needs to use in their growth and competitive strategy, so it can give you returns. The more you understand the bigger picture of what drives the effectiveness of search engine marketing, the easier it is to execute the detail. And what you is most important is to have the customer in mind. Provide the customer with information on how you're different, how you can help the customer, and provide ways for the customer to easily contact you and engage with you, and provide his or her email address. If you have any questions on this, if you want to learn more about anything I have spoken about today, feel free to email me at tess@marketingtipsfortranslators.com or provide comments in the show notes, episode 40. And the title of the episode is How to Use Your Website to Market Your Translation Services. Because if you do this, then I can provide more valuable information for you, and I know which of these tips you would like me to focus more on. So with this, I hope you have a better idea of how to use your website to market your translation services, and I wish you all the success. If you like this episode, please feel free to share it, and you can always go to iTunes and write a review so that more people can find Marketing Tips for Translators. Thank you for listening and taking time out of your day, and have a successful week. Hi there, this is Tess. Before we get into this week's episode, a short message about a new course. Is this you? You finally, or unfortunately, have some time to work on your business and website, but you don't know where to start. You know that you can make your website, your social media profiles, especially your LinkedIn profile, and your online content better to get it to show up higher in the search results and attract ideal clients to you so that you can hit the ground running once the economy has recovered. If so, I would like to invite you to my new mini course opening in May, complete with a guest teacher who is an expert on LinkedIn marketing. The course is called Inbound Marketing for Freelance Translators and Interpreters, How to Transform Your Website and Online Presence into Client-Generating Machines. There's no better time than now to review your online presence and make sure that you are attracting your ideal clients. That's why I wanted to offer you this course right now. I have guided over 200 students through this content in live or online workshops, and now I'm updating it and making it available as an online course that you can go through at your own pace and when it works for you. This course doesn't only cover an optimized website and its content or an optimized LinkedIn profile. It also covers all your online presence and how to use inbound marketing and content marketing to attract your ideal clients. Go to marketingtipsfortranslators.com/inbound-marketing for more information and to sign up. I will also put a link to this in the show notes. Thank you for listening to Marketing Tips for Translators. I hope you found some good tips to apply to your freelance career. If you did, a great way to show this is by leaving a review on your favorite podcast listening app or to share the episode with other colleagues. Do you have a topic, question, or a guest you would like to hear about here? Send me an email to podcast@marketingtipsfortranslators.com.